Poptacular episode 188, Clemson Zinc Creations, Mythic Edition, for the week of May 3rd, 2009.
Are you trying to hypnotize me or something?
Welcome to Poptacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You're about to hear what the Halo Nation had to say about this week's topic at Poptacular.com to help you dominate at Halo. So strap on your Spartan armor. Because it's time to finish the fight.
It's come down to just you and me. A battle will decide our destiny.
I'm your host, Chris Storm.
I'm Pankylo5.
And I'm Captain Planet, your best friend.
Sure.
I am. So. People know me. I'm the best friend.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Whatever.
I don't even know what I try.
Achievement unlocked.
Oh.
Yes, meanwhile, while we're recording this, Painkiller is playing Halo Wars.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, welcome back, guys. As you can see, G. Lewis has yet to return with his fixed laptop. He's still AFK, and Crypto is still busy with school and whatnot. So I'm here again with a couple of guests who have been on before, Captain Planet and Painkiller05.
Yeah.
Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Thanks. I like how you said my name first. I mean, that just shows that who's more important.
Second is the best. First is the worst.
No. That's a stupid quote. I don't believe it.
I'm going to get drilled by both y'all this whole show, aren't I?
Yeah. Yeah, you are.
Yeah. I'll make sure of it.
Okay. Well, this week we're doing the Customs and Creations with a little twist on it since the Mythic Maps came out. We're doing strictly Mythic Maps, and it was kind of obvious that it was all going to be Sandbox, which I believe all the submissions are Sandbox except for one, so which is on Orbital. So, So apparently Sandbox is a fave for forgers.
Absolutely.
I would think so. Anyway, so before we get to submissions, Painkiller is now the official community representative for the Poptacular leaders.
Thank you.
Ho, ho, ho.
Congratulations.
Girl, clap.
My first duty, I'd like to get Captain Planet banned from the forums.
Oh. No. I have more power than you. You can't do that to me.
I don't know if you have more power than him, but
I like to think so. Don't ruin my It would ruin the moment. You always do that.
Okay.
So easy.
So what do you guys think of the Mythic maps?
I love them.
They are.
They're great.
Probably the best downloadable content for Halo 3 so far.
Definitely. This is worth it a lot more than the last one with Foundry.
Yeah. I mean, Sandbox alone makes it worth the 800 points.
Absolutely.
Cool.
What about, I'm assuming you guys played some matchmaking stuff on it. How are you liking that so far?
It's pretty fun. I like the Team BR kind of stuff. Because the maps are generally a little bit bigger than the other downloadable content. That's what it seems like anyway. So it's kind of nice to have a bigger gun, so to speak.
Yeah.
I actually haven't really played matchmaking very much. I've mostly been just going into custom games with Sandbox.
Yeah.
Because seeing all the amazing stuff going on in Sandbox is a lot funner to me than just playing the boring normal maps.
Yeah, I like custom games a lot. But the thing about it is that in the matchmaking, the Sandbox map, I don't really like it as much because it seems kind of dull. But like, I like what you can do with it in Forge, which makes it a lot better. But like, matchmaking wise, I'd probably like Assembly the best. And then, or wait, is Orbital the one that's in the spaceship?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
It's actually the space station.
Oh, excuse me.
Well, it's the orbital elevator.
I like the space station level the best for matchmaking, and then maybe Sandbox. I don't know. But Sandbox is definitely the best combined with Forge.
Yeah, and matchmaking-wise, I've got to give props to Orbital.
Yeah, Orbital's amazing.
Yeah.
Unless Bungie can get some like custom playlist out with only custom apps for Sandbox, that would be pretty sweet.
Oh, that'd be epic. Epic.
Well, they did say in their last podcast that they're going to try to get some of the user-created content into some matchmaking stuff. Possibly as a double EXP weekend.
I would love that. There's some really nice maps out.
Yeah, the Forge Hub is amazing.
It's absolutely.
Sandbox right now.
Yeah, I bet that place is storming. Yeah, I know.
Killing me here.
It's raining awesome in Forge Hub.
Yeah. Wish it could just be how big your hard drive is. Nicer.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
That makes things so much easier.
I think it's just like the bandwidth. I don't know what really it is, but it's just stupid.
I don't think it's bandwidth.
Yeah. I just like using special big terms to make me sound smarter. don't pay attention to me.
Already done.
I'll just sit here and agree with you guys the whole show.
Just smile and nod.
Well, I can't smile over the internet, stupid. But yeah.
She can. You just post smiley faces.
Okay. Well, I'll announce that I'm posting smiley, like smiley, crying smiley,
happy face,
surprised smiley face,
sad face,
angry crying face. Okay. So I think we have some submissions here.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and get on to some of those. So like we said before, we're having a special edition Mythic Maps, and most of these are on Sandbox, if not all of them.
Yeah.
So we're going to go ahead and start with Elite Sniper 962.
Do you mind if I read this one? This one is very hilarious.
Sure,
no offense to you, Elite Sniper, but some of your spelling, quote-unquote, mistakes are quite enjoyable. Hey, Podtacular, what's up? It's Elite Sniper 962, and this is my first submission ever. LOLOLOL. Anyway, I have a map that I am working on. It's on Sandbox and it's Sky Castell, like on the one on standoff. I made it on the sky bubble and it looks awesome. LOLOL Raffle. Well, anyway, keep on friggin' booty spanking nanas that eat poo and make anus armor out of hot chili. Peeper. Peace. Thank you, Elite Sniper 962. I enjoyed that.
I never would have thought the misspellings would have entertained one of our guests, but... So it is on Podtacular. Anyway, next one we have... What, you want to do it?
I'll do it, sure.
Okay.
Next one comes from Rice Snack Roz. Says, hello once again to everyone in Podtacular Land. It is I, Rice Snack Roz, to tell you about my new map. The name Mongoose Derby V.2, the aim, to not fall off the edge, as it is in the sky bubble on Sandbox. This map is second version of my original Mongoose Derby, which was set around the outer skirts of spawn in the sky bubble, and there are mongooses in front of you. You have to ride them into a man cannon and jump off into a teleporter. You will then hop onto another mongoose and ride through pallet tunnel, then jump off into a small figure eight track, then you will jump yet again to a bumpy lane. Afterwards, you will get off the mongoose, then jump up a long tube piece, then into a teleporter. This teleporter will take you to a place where there's plasma grenades and a man cannon and another teleporter. You might find that the teleporter is blocked. If you don't get blocked, that means I have to fix it. You have to throw the plasma grenades into the man cannon to make them hit a fusion coil. then travel through and jump into a fusion coil, look down, and shoot it. It will propel you into the air onto a platform, which will, by the time the map is finished, say, win in weapons and or items. Shout outs to Arbitation, Fat Jerky, Fish McHugh, Lentilette, Chucky, Jay, Captain Planet, Uzum, Maki 15, Tokyo and America, CryptoFlakes, G Lewis, and the greatest sniper in the world, the Stormfell, you noobs. Great snack, Ross, over and out. That sounds like a really complicated map.
Yeah.
I wasn't paying attention. I was on, like, Gmail or something.
Basically, you need this, like, weird race.
Something about mongeese and plasma grenades.
Yeah, some weird race trap. Track map of some kind, or I don't even know if that'd be a racetrack map.
Stimulates young children's minds.
Yes. Yeah, I've seen a lot of racetrack maps come out of.
There's so many of them. Like on 4chan, there's like hundreds.
Oh yeah. I know that the website. I think it's HaloTracks.com or something.
Yeah,
like that.
They have a game. All
they specialize in it.
Yeah, they have the special game type, which is pretty sweet. It's like King of the Hill, or not King of the Hill. It's
should be VIP.
Yeah, that VIP thing. I was thinking King of the Hill, it's Little Hills. But anyway, no. Okay, moving on.
I know. The good question is like how many of those are actually pretty good?
I go on 4chan. I look for the ratings. They have like. People can rate the maps, kind of, which is...
The ratings are kind of hard to follow, because it's not everything is rated, and
there's some things that aren't rated, like new maps, and you don't know if it's good or not. You don't want eight Bungie slots to download it.
Yeah.
If you go to halotracks.org is the website I was talking about, they have a lot of really, really good maps that are just, like, top-line maps.
Yeah. So you just want to make sure that you download one who's like from like a guy who's been making maps, because then you know it's good.
Yeah.
Hopefully. But anyways.
Cool.
Anyway, I hate this.
Next one we have is from Nightlight02. He says, "Hey Podtacular, it's Nightlight02 here. I've been listening since episode 159 and I love the podcast. This is my second submission. Okay, me and my friend B3B2 decided to make a racetrack on the sky bubble on Sandbox. It was getting pretty late to start forging a map, but we did anyway. Whatever, here's the map. It's called Skytrack. Well, first you spawn with the mongooses, obviously. Then you get on and start. First you make a quick left turn, do a very small jump, take a right, and there's a ramp. Normal size jump, but watch out. The jump is hard to land successfully, so you need all your speed. Then you continue on, take a right, get to the super ultra mega ramp of death. That pony noobs. Well, whatever, this is just a plain big jump. Then you should get into this pretty sick rally part. At the end, you should be man-cannoned over into a small hallway, turn right and do another very small jump, then turn right, do another daredevil jump that is very hard to land, even for me. After that, it's just some zigzags in some tubes. It should be in my file share. My gamer tag is Nightlight02, and yes, it's spelled K at the beginning, a capital K. Okay, whatever. And it has a second submission here.
Oh.
So, yeah. He made another one map that's called Bridge. He says basically a box made of shield doors, a bridge, and another base. Way more luxurious than the box. Okay. The game type is called Mexicans, and it looks like this. Mexicans on a bridge.
Ooh.
Or a bridge. Yeah, I suppose it. Burge or something, whatever.
Controversial.
It was supposed to be a little joke that the Mexicans spawned in the box and tried to get to the other base, the USA.
Wow.
Okay. This is going to end badly. Both.
Both.
Like Griff says it, both. Both teams have swords, and that's it. The Americans have some stuff like shields, bubble shields, and flares to piss off the Mexicans.
Wow.
But if the Mexicans can ignore it, that is pretty fair fight. I tried it out in the gameplay Pwns. It turned out to be a really good map. It will be on my file share by the time this episode is out. Just that, right now it's 10:06 and I'm going to listen to some music on my iPod and go to bed, so I'll have to wait for tomorrow. He said he made this map alone, and shoutouts to all the people he had in his previous post, and Renegade, and Dusty, I'm still waiting for that friend request, and you know I would expect one from anyone else like Crypto or G Lewis, and even the guest host, and maybe we could try out my map.
Stalker.
Keep the show going. It is awesome. Keep on fragging monkeys that spew fart juice all over Nene's special anus armor that go to steal Duststorm's watch. Nightlight out.
Good grief.
Yeah.
That was a post.
That was not racist at all. So. I'm sorry, Nightlight, for those. I don't know.
Mexicans on a bridge.
That was special. Okay, I can take the next one.
Go for it.
Okay, this is from Chickenfoot 089. Top of the morning to you from Ireland. That's my impression. One, you make fun of me if you want. Chickenfoot here with a cool map on Sandbox. It is King of the Hill in the Crypt area. The idea is a simple a pyramid with all shotguns for close range scenarios. It's King of the Pyramid. LOL. Thanks, guys, and I will call you from the turlet? I think that's the Ireland word for toilet or something.
I'm guessing.
I did that before. I know. Ireland people have weird words. I don't pay attention to them. Anyway, keep on fragging LOL dogs, the cheap version of LOL cats, where I think he means who wear alpaca green anus armor straight from Uranus. Shoutouts to Chucky J for keeping the voicemails going. P.S. I send all my submissions from a laptop in the turlet. I loves my turlet. Sounds like a Pokemon. I don't know what he's talking about here.
Boy.
Turlet.
He was the guy who called in last time while he was on the toilet.
Yeah. Turlet uses flush. It's super effective.
Wow.
Funny.
Wow,
just wow. Interesting.
Okay, then.
So we got a map in the crypt.
Yeah. This next one is from Heather K. She says, "Hey, Poddeck. Been listening to the podcast for a while, but this is my first submission. For those of you that need help with the sandbox school, I've got a map to help you out. It's nothing real fancy, just a nice solid tunnel to help you get to the school. The end of the tunnel, if you just creep up to the edge, you can get within the trigger zone there to pick up the skull. I do recommend running through, or better yet, flying through as the monitor, as there are some places where a guardian shot might be able to slip through and kill you. In closing, I would say, please try and find your own way out to the skull. It's much more fun that way, but if you are just frustrated and need help, the map will be fun, be in my file share. My gamer tag is SliderZ105. Shout outs to my buddy Laura XA and everyone on the Podtacular podcasting crew. Keep on fragging."
Ooh, cool.
So is that Slider Cleo?
Yeah, that's the new chick that everybody's drooling over.
Dude, so what?
Pretty much. Drooling over what? That's what you kids say these days.
That's sexist. So sexist.
I'm sorry. I'm homeschooled. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Touche.
Anyways.
Yeah, anyways. Awkward.
Just this a little next bit. One's pretty fun.
X Nipple Kittens X writes in, "Hey guys, I've been waiting for the custom creations because I have a really nipple-worthy map and game type. The map is called Mexico. Oh, great. Here we go again.
Another one. Wow.
The map is called Mexico, and it's on Sandbox. Obviously. Me and my cuz, Shiro Kitsune 87, made this one night and are pretty proud of it. The map is set in the middle section of Sandbox, the area with no sand. And the objective is to run across a debris field and literally hop the border. We set the screen effect things so that it looks like it's very dark and have two blue lights at the border and one red light at the Mexican spawn point so it looks more realistic in terms of visibility.
Wow.
Okay.
Dang.
What are the chances? We got two Mexican maps.
We got some Mexican haters in here. I know, really.
I hate our fans.
The map and game type are on my file share. Once again, the map is Mexico, and the game type is hop and run. Is an infection. Keep on fragging 15-year-old computers that are so slow you could have hit puberty three times over before it opens the login page. P.S. Spread the nippleness.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh,
am I reading the next one? I wasn't really paying attention.
Sure.
Okay. This one is from The Real 256. Hey, Podsack, this isn't a true custom map. I've just been editing it, but here I go. It's called Ship Wars. It's on Sandbox in the Sky Bubble, and there are two ships in the dock. There's a large ship where one team starts and a smaller ship for the other team. The team with the small ship may seem to have a disadvantage, but they have plenty of two-way teleporters straight to the rockets.
Straight
to the rockets. It's not my file share, but I'm still working on it. There are plenty of weapons and plenty BRs to go around. Thanks for being awesome. Shoutouts to Fumo, Duststorm, Lancelot, and his stuffy, the rest of Podtech crew, and this week's guest host. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think he means me. He said guest host.
No, I doubt it. Yeah, I'm the guest. You're the intruder.
Oh.
Fair enough. Okay. Keep on fragging stupid fat kids who follow the twinkle into the anus armor truck and must escape on the folding bicycles. I just switch accents when he...
No kidding.
It seemed to fit with the follow. I think he means
follow. Follow.
Follow the twinkie.
Follow the twinkie. It's your only hope, Anakin. I don't know. Wow. That makes no sense. But
okay. Let's move on.
This show doesn't make any sense.
Completely different stories.
Okay.
Painkiller 05. Your turn.
Alright, this next one is from Infinite Singularity. He says, I have created a map, which is not finished yet, called Jump. What it is what the title says, built on the sky bubble. Jump is made entirely of walls, double walls, half walls, and all types of walls. Some are floating, others aren't. The best part is, none of the walls are connected. So to get from one platform to another, you have to jump. There are two levels, and many platforms halfway between the two, so you can get to the top. I'm thinking of making it for CTF because that would be awesome fun, and maybe a few other variants. It will, of course, work for Team Slayer. I haven't quite finished yet, and I probably won't for a while because I'm too busy playing Halo Wars. Woo! So you won't be able to play it for a while, but expect it in my file share sometime in the not-too-distant future. Gamertag, Assassin073. Speaking of Halo Wars, I just got another achievement.
Cool. Yeah, I made a little jump map on there too.
As did I, which got very good reviews. Maybe not very good reviews, but it was okay. Don't judge me.
I'm sorry, when I played them all, they were broken, but...
Your face is broken.
Oh.
My map's not broken, my map's beautiful.
or it seemed like you were missing stuff.
I don't know.
A map only a mother could love.
Oh, okay. So,
okay. Next one we have comes from Dumaku. He says, hey, it's Dumaku again, and this time I've got a submission for my newest map, Hightown. If you like Left 4 Dead, this is the map for you. Built in the sandbox skybox. Humans or survivors spawn in a two-story police headquarters that has multiple weapons like BR, sniper, and rockets, which have reduced clips. Zombies spawn about 500 feet or so away from the humans. The zombies must follow a long pathway to a man cannon, which launches them into the HQ. About a minute and a half into the game, two custom power-ups spawn, in which they will inherit the ability of 50% gravity, allowing them to jump into the teleporter hovering over HQ. This takes them to a dock where two transport hornets are awaiting drivers. The two drivers must pick the humans up and take them to another teleporter located out to the opposite side from the docks. Once all the humans are dropped off, they enter a small but deadly maze. Humans go through a teleporter, deciding which direction they go. The left is fairly easy, but misleading maze, which takes them to a small house. The right is crammed with objects that must be moved before proceeding. This takes them to the crypt with a tank and some other vehicles. Wow, I guess this turned into a pretty long one. Keep on fragging trucks that were filled with baby Master Chiefs that explode when Pearly Man cries because of World of Warcraft servers are down and he can't play on his level 80 death knight while his uncle caresses his fat handles.
Okay.
And I think WoW, the max level is 70, but
no, it's 80.
Oh, they say I released Wrath of the Lich King. They upped it by 10.
Stupid Dust Storm. You don't know your World of Warcraft.
I don't play it.
Obviously not.
High five. Okay. Giphy Boy. This one's from Giphy Boy 92 or Folk Canary. He's cool. Hey, Podtacular. This is Giphy Boy 92 sending in what is not my custom and or creation, but a reminder to the new listeners and possibly those who have forgotten about Forgechop.com. I'm just sending this in because I'm too lazy and not creative enough to make my own map, so I figured I'd just give the guys at Forge Hub some recognition. Shoutouts to Dusty, Crypto, G. Lewis, and Captain Planet. Keep up the good work and keep on fragging trucks.
Ouch. And
okay, he said Gusto, so I guess Penkill is in there somewhere.
What?
He's just floating about somewhere in there.
Yeah,
he comes by every once in a while.
Yeah, he's okay. You learn to deal with him over time. It's kind of a pain, to be honest.
Painkiller?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even know I did that. I'm smart. Okay.
Wow, clever. Fail.
Absent-mindedly clever.
Epic fail.
No, not epic fail, just a fail.
Just fail?
Just fail. Not quite epic.
Okay.
Facepalm.
Pick up the next one.
Right. The next one is from the Arbiter 119. It says, "Hi Podtac, this the Arbiter. I am a listener and first time submitter. I would like to ask whoever reads this to read it in a Russian accent. I can't do a Russian accent. Yeah, sorry.
Aww.
Anyways." I don't even know where to begin.
It's okay.
Unless one of you two wants to do it. Hey, no. Dude, you do it. Come on.
My Russian accent's horrible. I'd probably read it like, "Hi, Podtac, this is the Arbiter. I'm a long-time listener and first-time submitter." That's the best I got. I can't do Russian.
I don't know if my Russian voice is warmed up.
Okay, fine. You both are. Bunch of anyway, for this week's show, I have an infection map called the Blue Box, and it must be played on the game type the Dark Tunnel. It is on Foundry, and the creator made a long, distorted tunnel with variants of obstacles blocking the way. The Alpha Zombie have 4x overshield and very, very slow speed. All the humans are equipped with a BR, I hate saying special AR, and a sword used to break the blockades. This might sound boring, but it's actually very exciting to play with friends. If anybody out there is interested, just check out my file share. My name is TheArbiter119. keep on fragging zombie-filled trucks in Left 4 Dead. Shout out to Mario Master 2005 and Dusty Stormy. Yes, I forgot about Lance and G. Lewis.
And yeah, Hank. Captain Planet. Right, so it's basically like a fat kid kind of zombie map, I'm guessing. That's what it sounds like to me.
What it sounds like.
Yeah, I've played some of these kind of maps. So they're pretty fun. But anyway.
Interesting. Okay, the next one we have here is from Stall Me Please. He says, hey guys, it's Stall Me Please, the real watch stealer. Yes, he is the watch stealer. And I'm here with a custom that I'm working on. It is called Bridge, and it is on Sandbox, of course. What I did is I made a bridge that spans the entire ground level. It is very narrow, but very long with lots of cover. It has bridge suspensions that you can climb up for a good sniper vantage point, but you become a target that is right in the middle and people can see you from anywhere on the map. It is only half done. When I have a beta map, I guess when he gets a beta map, he'll put it in his file share. Keep on fragging, Duststorm. You are doomed to having to buy new watches for the rest of your life because I will steal them. I don't know who Duststorm is, but I am Duststorm, so I don't know who this Duststorm guy is.
Duststorm.
Duststorm.
Duststorm. What's an orm?
Okay.
I know, I'm Duststorm. I'm not.
Yeah. Duststorm.
Okay. Anyway.
Okay. This next one is from Daniel/funnyboy78. Hey, it's the not funny boy 78 with my creation. Okay, so it's not funny boy, or is it? Okay,
it's the funny not boy. Funny boy.
It's the not funny boy with my creation. It's quite simple but loads of fun. I made a map on Foundry that uses the large boxes to form an area that is long and narrow with shelf doors on top. Then I litter the floor with plasma spike and firebomb grenades. I will have a sandbox variant soon on my file share with the game type. Shoutouts go to Raxus Reaper for my first flame war on forums. G. Lewis for a rousing game of Peggle and the God Tech Bible study. And to Duststorm for joining me out of my total random party invite. Keep on fragging retarded midgets that drive trucks loaded with folding bikes covered in fart juice to the shot awareness class, where the midgets will steal everyone's watch, get thrown in jail, swallow the watches, poop them out, and use one of them as a lockpick to escape. Interesting.
Okay.
There's like fragging trucks. It's like very violent. Kids these days are just violent.
It's those video games, I'm telling you.
The darn Halo 3.
Gotta get rid of those video games. Just gotta get rid of them.
Video game podcasts don't help either.
Yeah.
Okay, next submission is from Big Gooba Fish. He says, hi, Podtacular, it's the Big Gooba Fish again. Sending in my second submission. I'm going to inform you about my sandbox map called Look Both Ways. This map takes place in the Crypt of Sandbox and is great for one flag CTF and infection. The attackers start off in a large empty room with one exit. The defenders start in a similar room but with a few weapons and an overshield at their disposal. Between the two rooms is a huge maze filled with twists, turns, tunnels, and intersections. There are a few different weapons scattered through the maze and an active camo in the middle of the map. The gloomy filter is on, so it's a little dark. I have a wooden bridge covering the top of the map to give it a boxed-in feel. I have played this map with friends a few times, and it's a lot of fun, especially the infection game mode. It is not on my file share yet because it needs some small adjustments, but it should be very soon. Keep on fragging trucks, driving midgets that frag the monkeys that spew fart juice all over from those folding bike while making bananas. Burgers using crypto spatula. A group of fish signing out. Very creative.
This episode has lots of fart juice in it. Seems. A lot of fart juice.
face.
I don't know why there's so many fart juices. But there's
fart
lots.
Juices, bridges, and Mexicans.
Yeah. Yes.
What has this world come to?
I don't know. IDK might be a FFGL. Okay, sorry. Moving on.
Moving face on. Palm. Next one. Oh, and we have face palms.
Lots of face
for
palms.
For some unknown reason. Next one comes from Clayton. He says, "Hi, my name is Velcro Monkey, and I have a groovy level on Sandbox. It's called Finished Fight. It has two sides. One is a group of debris, and the other side are correctly placed barriers. The weapon placement depends on your distance from the middle. As you go through the middle hole, there are four kill balls. You must not fall in, and then in the middle of those are supplies. At each corner of the floor are teleporters that lead into the high pit. On each side is a tank. What the heck? At each corner of the floor, there are teleporters that lead to the high point. On each side, there's a tank, Goshawk, and a bunch of snipers. Three Spartan lasers and a fuel rod cannon. Send friend requests if you want. Keep on fragging those hippos that ate Michael Jackson."
Why? I like them there.
Okay, this one's from Dan. It says, "Hey, Podtacular, it is I, Long Range 950, to submit my Foundry map 300. I'm not submitting a sandbox map yet. I still have to make it, but I'm planning to recreate boarding action from Halo 1. Well, 300.
Copycat. Copycat. That's my idea.
Your version will probably be.
You're both late. There's actually a version on Forge.
Yeah,
that's
incredible. I know.
Well, Dan, you can still keep making your map because I'm sure it'll be amazing. Well, 300 is specifically for King of the Hill game types, although at first it was made for Machinima video. There's basically a platform in the middle foundry that has a hole in the middle dubbed the Death Pit, since it has fusion coils. There are SMGs and plasma rifles on the pit itself, but there are other goodies to be found around the pit. Alright, keep up the great work and keep on fragging them trucks. Thank you, Dan."
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan. All right.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Our final note is by Elite Spartan, a.k.a. MLG Elite Iceman. "The sup, Podtac. MLG Elite Iceman again with a new map I made. It's called ABC Racing, and it is a racing map on Orbital. It starts off with an AR and a BR and a lot of mongeese. It's called ABC because it's so simplistic. All it is Orbital with no weapons and a few obstacles. It's still in progress, because I'm trying to make it perfect. Good luck with the show, and keep on fragging nay-nay-loving hippies."
Okay.
Will do.
Gotta keep fragging those hippies.
Those darn hippies don't go away.
Wow.
I think hippies are pretty much extinct. I mean, there's a couple.
No, they're definitely not.
They relatively keep to themselves, though. They
we still have Al Gore.
Oh.
Oh, but he's all about global warming. He's cool, isn't he?
Oh.
No, he's not.
Ouch. Okay.
I'll take your word for it.
At least we got one non-sandbox. Yep. Actually, two non-sandbox type maps.
Yep.
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 Cool.
Yep.
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 Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. That's all, folks.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Enough.
Enough of that.
So, wrapping things up, I guess. I guess it's kind of a little boring podcast since all we did was read submissions.
Yep.
Since you guys have been on here before. No more yups.
All right.
Double yuppies.
Yep. Send in your comments, etc. to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye on podtacular.com for an invitation to send stuff in for next week's show using the big green button.
You can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO and leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on the Collins and Tales from the Foxhole show.
Be sure to check out our website, www.podtacular.com. And while you're there, check out the forums, lots of events, projects, and a way you can make friends and play Halo, as well as many other games with very cool people. Some of the things you can get involved with the community are the Halo 3 Recreational and Pro Clans, the PC Rec Clan, community-led events, and much, much more.
Thanks to all the people who contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community, contributing to our PayPal to help out with the hosting bill, following us on Twitter, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us in iTunes. We couldn't do it without you guys.
Okay, check out the other shows on the GamerCast network, such as Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkie, the GCN Video Game Show, JVB's show, Post Game Report, at TalkingAboutGames.com, and the Destructoid.
And there's a new one that's being added. I don't remember who it is.
And that other one.
But, yeah, well, yeah, it was in the last show. I don't remember what it was.
It's not as good as Podtacular, that's all you need to know.
No, of course not.
Even close.
No. Nope.
How can you even think of such a thing?
How can you think of another podcast over Podtacular?
You're a horrible person. Podtacular, you're a horrible person.
Podtacular should trump everything else.
Okay.
No, yep. Just joking. Yep. Next show, we'll be doing another episode of Around the Ring. I believe we're doing the third campaign for Left 4 Dead, although I'm not exactly sure. Lance may change it on me. I think that's what we're doing. So that will be next week.
Yep.
Will be that show.
Yep.
Anything else before we leave other than yep?
Nope. Nope.
Okie dokie. Well, until next time, I'm Dust Storm.
I'm Captain Planet.
I'm PMPL05.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bon Dragon.
There's only one thing left to say.
Waiting on G. Lewis.
Yeah, send him a text. Here. I'm waiting for him to text me back. Because he was supposed to get his laptop back this week.
Oh, okay.
To be able to start
recording.
What did
he do to it?
I don't know, something...
What was wrong with the laptop?
Something happened to it, but...
It wasn't a Mac. Hey-o.
I think that brought the other one that wasn't a Mac.
Yeah. I don't get what's so popular about Macs. I mean, they're nice looking, but...
They're pretty. Yeah. That's it. People buy them because they're pretty, and they're retards that don't know computers.
Yeah.
Like
it's a good thing Logan's not in this conversation.
Logan gets on my nerves.
No, he'd just be like, Linux. Slice your nostrils.
And I opted for the quad-core over the dual-core, which I think...
Quad-core is a rip-off.
It's only $50 more than a dual-core. It's like,
that's
why not?
That's a lot of money!
I have a quad-core. It's worth every penny.
I know. I mean, like...
No, it's not!
Yes, it is!
You wouldn't know!
Like, a good dual-core is like $170.
You wouldn't know better.
But I can get, like, a quad-core for, like, $220. It doesn't make sense.
Wolfdale is where it's at. You can OC that thing to 4 gigahertz.
Hey, yeah, you're at 8 gigahertz. I'm past 8 gigahertz on stock. And then I can even...
talking about 8 gigahertz.
It's 2.4 gigahertz per core, so that's effectively 10 gigahertz.
The 5 core I'm getting is 8. Not 8.6, it's 2.66. Oh. So, like, times that by 4, and that's, like, over 10.
Fail.
It's over 10. It's faster on stock than you overclock. And then on top of that, I can probably overclock it to 3.something, maybe 3.5 if I get
awful
it.
Awful game threading. Awful game threading.
We'll see.
Oh, it's facts. There's charts and graphs and pie charts.
Well, in the future, it's going to be nice.
No, it won't. Mods have been out for like 3 years and no games use it.
It's just nice to have. It's comforting. It helps me sleep at night, okay? I'm on Facebook. It's so funny because my friend uploaded these gold account pictures, and it's like you have to be a Facebook gold account to see
them.
Like,
yes,
all friends
old,
are freaking
old,
out.
Old.
His friends still don't know about it. It's pretty funny. They're freaking out.
Old. I saw that months ago.
Yeah. It's so funny, though.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Face bomb.
Are we gonna have this problem again?
Stupid Sony bio. No, it's just fine.
What do you get for buying Sony crap and overpriced
laptops? It's not even a good Sony. It's like one of the $650 Sony bio.
It's an overpriced bio. All bios are overpriced. Breaking up.
No kidding. Captain, are you on wireless?
What?
It's like last week's podcast. At the very end. You haven't listened to it?
I don't listen to the podcast anymore.
The fail.
Yeah.
The last one I listened to was like episode 40.
Oh. Epic fail. What the hell? How would you rate your last call's quality? Very bad.
Okay. I'm gonna turn off my wireless switch, so if it disconnects me, just...
Did he already do it? Helps to finish your sentence before you flip switches.
Watching Star Trek.
Yes.
The Next Generation.
Yes. The best show ever. So are we gonna start because Lewis isn't coming, or are we gonna see if Aaron stops?
He's like the worst co-host anyway. Let's just start with that.
Oh no, he didn't.
Oh yes, he
did. Oh no.
He adds nothing to the show. He's just a worthless doorstop, pretty much.
Ouch. Ouch.
I'm just kidding. He has his
Thanks,
moment.
Captain.
Damn, dude. Oh.
Okay.
I've known G. Lewis longer than you. I can yell at him all I want. So he was my teammate for the first Podtacular 4v4 MLG game type, which we've won, by the way.
Okay, I guess enough with the rambling.
That's our speciality.
What, rambling?
Yes.
That's why the people listen.
Yeah.
I like to hear rambling.
What's this Halo stuff? I just want to hear the funny guys.
I just want to hear Hank. I'm the only reason anyone listens.
Oh, that's cold.
Look into your heart. Cold. You know it to be true.
No! Oh, like, my word, fucking
nothing! This one has best armor, Ooh, Painkiller! I'm listening to it. I have the Painkiller episode on my iPod 5 times.
That's disturbing.
You kill the pain on my face. You're a nice drug.
So your face is pain.
Why do you do these things to me?
Take your superior intelligence and just slap it in my face.
Because it's funny. It's entertaining.
It makes for good entertainment, but it hurts my feelings.
You have no feelings. You're not human. It'd be human to have feelings.
Ouch. Ouch.
What was that?
What the heck was that?
What was your joint?
You had to do it.
Yes, it did.
This week on the GamerCast Network. Check out the post game report to get all the facts. Post game. More of the Bargain Bin Roulette Challenge on Sarcastic Gamer Pink, episode number 27. This week on Retro Force Go, the Retro Gang talks about video game peripherals, from popular ones like the NES Zapper, to more obscure, awesome ones like the Atari Mind Link. Also, the show turns to chaos in the second half. Seriously, chaos. Is Puzzle Kingdoms the next great game from the Puzzle Quest developers? Find out in Video Game Show episode number 140. Take a 30-minute road trip around the Sarcastic Gamer community with Sarcastic Gamer Radio. Discover the community that brings you all these great podcasts and more at GamerCastNetwork.com.